May I review?
Right. Are you ready to proceed to trial?
May I review?
Just hand it up to my bailiff.
And...
Just hand it up to my bailiff.
Would you read it?
Yeah, I'm going to read it. Hand it up to my bailiff. And then I can read it. Thank you, officer. Ms. DePere, this is not a properly prepared request for discovery or witnesses subpoena.
Yeah.
Mr. Hamilton, if he's truly going to represent you in this case, would I would think that he would roll over in his grave if he saw this submitted on his behalf.
Well,
I don't know who drafted this, but if his name is on it, he's in a lot of trouble in this court because, as an officer of the court, this is totally unacceptable. I don't know who drafted this.
I drafted this.
Well, you can't draft things for your attorney.
No, I'm not drafting my attorney. I'm just...
Well, who'd you draft it for?
This is for me so that I don't get stopped when I'm talking.
Yeah, you are going to get stopped because you can't submit this type of stuff to the court. You're here to tell me that Mr. Hamilton is representing you. Is that
true? Yes, and we are scheduled for trial.
None of that content of that document will be applicable until I have proper notice and form from Mr. Hamilton. I'm talking about the contents of that letter.
What is that appearance in there, the one I gave you?
Notice of appearance?
Yes.
I'm not contesting that. I'm saying until I receive that in the proper format with the supporting necessary documentation, the court is not going to acknowledge receipt of that document. That's not prepared properly.
This is not a document. This is for me to help me. This was not for you. It's for me to read it to you, to tell you.
And then what do you expect me to do with it once you read it to me?
Because I'm scheduled for two trials.
I said, what do you expect me to do with it once you read it to me? What do you expect me to do with that? To rule on it, right?
To acknowledge that we are scheduled.
I'm not going to do that because it's not prepared in the proper format. I don't need a notice of appearance, Ms. DePere. I'm talking about that document. That's called a request for discovery.
No. He has a discovery. He has a request for discovery.
Then why are you showing me this?
Because he's taking it from me.
No, why are you showing me that?
Because this is for me to read from. Because
why are you showing it to me?
Because you asked me to.
No, you wanted to give me that to read.
No, I wanted to read from here, so I don't...
Put it away. Put it away so we don't get confused. Ms. Jackson, do you have a notice of appearance from Mr. Hamilton?
He handed me one in court today.
Okay. Could I see it, please?
Sure, Your Honor. And I see that it's on one cause number, not the other.
Okay. Ms. DePere, this notice of appearance is for the wrong cause number.
Is for what?
It is for a different cause number than the one that's before the court.
We have two cases.
Right, it's neither one of them.
Then he's copied it from the form.
From the form?
Yes.
What form is that?
From the file that Mr. Hoover has given to him.
Well, let me see what Mr. Hoover used last time I was here. Mr. Hoover has the correct cause number on his documentation.
Is the number in there 23205?
Yes.
Okay, this is the one I'm here for.
Right, but Mr. Hamilton is not appearing on your behalf in that cause number. He's appearing on behalf of a cause number of 02305.
There's a 2
missing. Mr. I don't know that. All I'm here is Mr. Hamilton has appeared. He's written a cause number that he's delivered to this court, and it is not the cause number that's before the court.
There is a 2 after 3 missing.
I understand that that's your decision or your representation in the court, I'm not going to consider this his notice of appearance on this cause number.
Because of the number?
Right, it's the wrong cause number.
But there's no cause number with my name on with that number.
Well, whatever it is, he thinks he's representing you on it. And I can't undo that. Okay? That's how this system works.
Technically,
absolutely, to the letter. You would expect nothing less from me.
Okay.
And I expect nothing less from an attorney. If they're going to represent you, they have an obligation to the court to specify the specific cause number that they intend to represent you on.
Obviously,
that's their job, not yours, not mine. That's their job. I don't know that because Mr. Hamilton chooses not to appear before this court today. Ms. Dampier, I could care. He chooses not to be here. Therefore, I cannot examine what went through his mind, why he made what you represent as a potential error in this cause number. I can't examine any of that. All I know is that this notice of appearance does not meet the requirements of either one of these two cases. Therefore, you stand before this court today, pro se.
Fine.
Are you prepared to go to trial on this matter, pro se? I'm not going to let Mr. Hamilton come running in here at the last minute.
No, I won't be pro se.
Well, then what do you want to do? Because it's set for trial in 10 days.
We are scheduled for March 4th.
Right.
And we expect to get discovery because we...
Who's we?
My attorney and myself.
Your attorney is not a party to this matter at all. You have no attorney. The attorney is Ms. Dampier, pro se. Do you intend to represent yourself or do you want a continuance to get an attorney on board in this case in the right fashion with the right cause numbers making the right discovery request?
That's fine.
Is that what you want? That would probably be in your best interest. In order to do that, you need to waive your right to a speedy trial. I think you've been through this before. I think you understand what that means.
Yes,
I would caution you, Ms. Dampier, that when you do things like make decisions to fire attorneys and switch attorneys in such short order prior to the trial date, that this is the confusion that's caused when you do that.
I didn't fire.
You are probably absolutely right that Mr. Hamilton made an error here. But he's making an error because he's trying to hurry around too much in order to satisfy your needs. If you just go a little slow. I don't want to hear from you right now. I didn't ask a question. I just want you to proceed more cautiously and slowly and not at the last second in order to protect yourself. With that, let's go ahead and execute a waiver through May 30th of 1999, and then we'll bring this matter back on for trial again. Tell Mr. Hamilton that he has not appeared in this case yet, and that he needs to file a proper notice of appearance in accordance with the court rules.
We're ready for trial.
Did you understand what I just said? Did you hear what I said? Tell Mr. Hamilton to file a proper notice of appearance in accordance with the court rules. Have you executed the waiver yet? There's no we. Have you executed the waiver?
No, I haven't.
Hey, hold on a minute. She's helping you. There's no discussion. Just wait a second. The waiver will be through May 30th.
205 and 27909.
And I need to state that we are ready for the first case, but
Ms. Dampier, there is no we. You have no attorney. Quit telling me we.
Well,
there is no attorney. There's no we here.
Obviously, I can have a trial for two cases in 10 days.
Oh, yes, you can. That's why you're not an attorney, ma'am. Let me run my court. You get your attorney and give him plenty of time to help you. Mr. Hamilton and I will work together along with Ms. Jackson. Presentation of that waiver, then this matter will be continued. The court will take a short recess. Mr. Hoover, all right. Can I see you in chambers, please?